listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we again have a lot going on. Isn't that exciting? It is actually a really good time. There's a lot of Sagittarian energy that is making everything sort of buoyant and possible. So you can think bigger than you might normally think, which is kind of lovely. And there is Scorpio energy too that is helping us all go deep. Also, Chiron on the 9th of December went direct. So Chiron is definitely the part of our nature, our psyches, that has been wounded. We all have it somewhere in our charts, and it relates to that sort of wounded, humiliated, shameful, worthless, sort of like the embarrassed part of you. And if you've ever done anything that you're ashamed of, or even sometimes people carry shame just because it's in their lineage, so they're naturally sort of existentially shameful. So shame and guilt are some of the like lowest vibration emotions. And Chiron does relate to those emotions very much, where you're wounded will show up in your chart when you look at Chiron. And what it wants us to do is heal them, though. And once we heal those emotions, then we can go on and help others heal as well. Even if we're not directly healers or people that are into that sort of thing, just our healing sets like for the person behind us, it makes it so much easier. So it is important work. And for the next, it's traveling through the last degrees of Pisces. So for the next few months, it would be a good idea to really focus on what it is that's wounding to you, what parts of you are wounded. Likely because of the forward motion of it and the Piscean energy, you're going to be feeling a lot anyway. So your feeling self might be much more feely than it usually is. So that can be good, especially when you're feeling the high vibration, lovely emotions, but it can also be difficult when you're feeling, you know, shameful or rejected or abandoned or humiliated or misunderstood or unloved. Like there's so many shitty ways to feel, right? So what we need to do and what we have the opportunity to do is to feel that stuff, acknowledge it, really like be present for that precious part of us that's so wounded, and we can heal it. We can release it. If you can actually seek a healer or somebody that can help you, now it's a very good time to do that. There's all kinds of wonderfully gentle, very efficient, quick ways of releasing stuck energy. And really our wounds and our traumas can often go all the way back into our past lives, but also down through the DNA in our lineage. So the bloodlines that we carry have these sort of programs of specific kind of feelings that we're often just sort of stuck with, or try to deal with life by numbing ourselves so we don't have to face it or deal with it, which then ends up making parts of ourselves sabotage what we want in life. So if you can tap into new ways to heal or people that can help you heal, now would be the time. And interesting, I use the term tap into. If you've heard of, I wonder if you have heard of the emotional freedom technique, which is, it's been around since the 90s. And what it basically does is tap on the traditional Chinese medicine meridians. So there's specific spots that are quite effective for like moving energy, which is essentially what you're doing when you're doing acupuncture or acupressure. So it makes sense that our bodies or our biosuits carry these grooves of these currents of energy. And maybe that's why the freedom technique is working so much. Because when you figure out what it is that you want to release or move on from, or an emotion that makes you uncomfortable, you can tap on it essentially and go through the different spots that you tap on, ones on the top of your head and your eyebrow and your chin. And you tap on this emotion that you're not happy with and you accept it. I completely and deeply accept myself is what you keep repeating while you're feeling this emotion. And it can work for anything. It can work on, you know, physical issues can be cleared with it. Sadness, grief, feelings of shame, like all the stuff that really hinder us moving forward, it's wonderful for. They even used it with great success for the Rwanda genocide that happened in the 90s. And people were just, I mean, they just saw the most horrendous, awful things that like could deeply, deeply traumatize someone, that completely screw up their life. But it was able to release this trauma so that they could, you know, think of it and recall it, but without the emotional charge. So I feel very fortunate. A friend of mine just became certified in EFT. So she's been working with me to release things that are blocking my progress. And I've had this goal, this dream for like 20 years, and I just sort of don't act on it. And it's really frustrating because I really believe, you know, that we can make our dreams come true and make shit happen. But for some reason, this area was just stuck for me and I wanted help with it. And it was interesting because as we set up the tapping and what we were focusing on, more things came up, things that I didn't even realize were related to why I'm not moving forward. Like just kind of out there stuff that has to do with wounding and shaming and not being acknowledged and all these things that we all as humans experience. But it's just frustrating to think that we can have this stuff in us that's stopping us, even though there's no reason we should be stopping ourselves. So do find something like that to help you. There's like some wonderful YouTube videos. A guy named Brad Yates uses the emotional freedom technique for so many. I think he's got 800 videos. And you can just actually follow along with him. And he does so many different topics that it's just so effective. And I was surprised like how quickly, and possibly because I really have been working on all these things. I mean, astrology, thank goodness, shows you so many little details of your psyche and of your programming and your upbringing and your potentials that it makes it like easier than it would be, for the average person who doesn't use it to see what's going on. So I've always kind of been working to overcome and move forward and release and be conscious of parts of my personality. But this is just another layer that I've gotten to. And I'm so grateful for my friend for helping me with it because it's really releasing quickly right now. And I do believe that that has to do with the Chiron moving direct. And the purpose is for us to release. It may even be lifetimes worth of baggage that we're releasing right now for not only ourselves, but for everyone who comes behind us and maybe in all directions of time as well. So if you can do the work and stand in your power and feel your feelings, because feelings are going to be a thing you feel with all this Chiron and water trine energy. Emotional flowing is going on right now. So hopefully you'll be willing to face that. I highly doubt you'd be able to avoid it really with the strength of the energy. And it's a really wonderful time to release any sense of victim feelings, any martyrdom, because it's kind of easy to get caught up in being a victim, right? There's always like secondary gain from us staying with the way things are. So figure out what that is. Why don't you want to change if you don't want to change? And as you ask these questions of yourself, your higher self will start providing you answers. And that's what you need to move on, is answers and then just releasing. So it's kind of exciting that we have this opportunity. So don't waste it. Make sure that you do, like, make it a daily practice or at least a weekly practice of focusing to release what might be holding you back, making space for emotional stuff to come up, emotional trauma. Sometimes it's like PTSD level stuff where you're just like super traumatized, but there's so many tools. There's healers that can help you. There's massage therapists. There's astrologists. There's people who can help you with tapping or homeopathy or acupuncture. There's a million wonderful and amazing techniques and healing modalities that you can tap into right now. So do that. That's wonderful. We've got wonderful support with that. So Mercury on the 12th is moving into Sagittarius. And that is kind of wonderful because Mercury likes to think and to connect and to, it's actually the ruler of Sag's opposite Gemini. So it's a very clever energy, Mercury. And in Sagittarius, it's got a lot of room to think big. So it may actually, there may be like a frustration of like, whoa, thinking very future oriented, seeing really big picture stuff right now. And that can be kind of disorientating when you're like, whoa, now I understand how the galaxy works. And then you have to come back and like do the dishes and go to work and cook yourself dinner. It's sort of discombobulating to have to like be perceiving on those sorts of levels, which is very possible with this Mercury in Sagittarius, and then coming back into mundane reality. And there's Sagittarius is just so resentful of domestic drudgery. And it likes to think of domesticity as drudgery, which is why I put them together. So any sort of repetitive thing that has to be done in the domestic scene, like sweeping or doing the dishes or like laundry, all the boring dusting, wall washing, ironing, if people iron anymore. I don't think people actually iron anymore. I don't think I've ever ironed, actually. Not since I was an adult on my own in the world, that's for sure. But I'm sure some people do iron. So any of these domestic sort of tasks that you have to do over and over again, Sagittarian energy does not dig it. So your house might be a little messy right now. And you might not be as clean as you'd like to be, because really, those are just such mundane, like little details when the big picture is so much more exciting. So any sort of communication or publishing or adventuring or teaching, any sort of sharing of wisdom, that's the Sagittarian energy. It's very forward-thinking, and it can tap you into your higher self. And there's an always wanting to grow sense with Sagittarius too, which is really a lovely thing, growing all the time, said from a person with Mercury, Mars, and Neptune, all in Sagittarius. So I do definitely have, oh, and Venus is there too. So I have a lot of Sagittarius. So I feel good when Sag stuff is happening. I definitely feel more buoyant and capable and optimistic. And I am a Capricorn. So there's a lot of times where it's just that Saturn, like sad pants energy over top of me too, which is no fun. So when I'm in this Sag energy, you can get out and see the world, and you can talk about ideas, and you can connect with people, and you can be generous and optimistic and buoyant. It's just lovely. I personally really dig it. So what else do we have going on? That's big things. Mercury going into Sag, you're going to feel that for sure. And then coming into the weekend, on the 16th, there's a lovely sextile between Venus in Scorpio and Saturn in Capricorn. So it gives a depth to your ability to relate. So, and a real ability to commit. If you're kind of dating someone or seeing someone, now would be a wonderful time to make a commitment. And it could be a lifelong commitment. If you feel, and that's really, once you make a commitment to someone, that's really when the beauty of the whole relationship can unfold, and your connection, your sexual connection, your intellectual, all of it can grow so much more in the package of a safe, committed relationship. So if you have anything to commit to, the Sunday sextile between Venus and Saturn is a lovely time to consider a commitment. And then there's also, it's a very, like, could be a very, like, sexually charged day as well. So it'd be good if you had like a romantic getaway, or you could, Pluto and Mars are also in a sextile. So there's this drive to go to the depths and explore and evolve. It's a deep day. So I assume something sort of weighty and important and meaningful that can change your life will happen on that day. Things that really tap you into the healing and the depth that commitment and relationships and anything good in life that you create, it takes a commitment first, a commitment to it to begin, and then it can all unfold. So if you have to commit to something, it doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship, but commit to your values and to manifesting a life where you're living your values. That would be a wonderful way to use the energy. It is. It's a lovely, there's a lot of good energy going on around us right now, even though it might be quite emotional. I'm sure that you can feel that it's moving. It's all kind of coming to fruition or beginning a state that will bring things to fruition. So it's kind of lovely. We're coming up on the winter solstice on the 21st. And then right after that, we have the full moon in Cancer. That's it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.